Joining us now in studios is the Executive Director of Epic Enterprises, Linda Hibbard. Linda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff, for having me here.
We have talked with some local politicians over the course of the last couple of weeks, mainly in the state legislature, and they have mentioned suddenly we've got some funding issues for organizations like yours, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But first of all, Linda, for those who are not familiar with Epic Enterprises, tell us some of the services that you offer and what it's all about.
Yeah, thanks. So Epic provides services to adults with disabilities in the Rice County area. We're working with about 125 people, and they have a range of supports. Some need a lot of really care, basic cares for daily living, and then to have meaningful activities as a part of their day. And then a majority of the folks that we support are in employment, and we're supporting them in their jobs. And those jobs look different for different people, but it's an important part of the services that we provide, and certainly very important for all of those folks who want to be out there being productive and working in different places around our county.
And we have some of them working here on a weekly basis, a couple of times a week. Some crews come in and do some cleaning here at the KYMM building. It's actually the Medical Arts Building owned by Carleton.
But yeah.
Now let's talk about some of the funding issues that you've had. I understand there has been a cut on a national level, a federal level, of some funding. The number I hear is 7%. Whenever you're dealing with a government and funding, who knows really what that means? Could you shed a little bit of light on that for us?
Yeah, it's so complicated. But basically, to simplify it, the Minnesota legislature the state of Minnesota has been in the process of transitioning from one way of rate reimbursement to another. The people that with disabilities are really relying on reimbursement that's set, reimbursement rate that are set by the state, and that is changing. And the federal government just recently, through the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, has given a directive that, in essence, creates a 7% cut for those people in Minnesota that have disabilities.
All right. Now, is that from a standpoint of having to do budgets? Where does that fit into your budget? Is that overall the general budget, or does it go straight against the payroll costs?
It's in the overall budget.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's significant as we look at trying to plan ahead to figure out how to cope with that much less in our revenue. It's a really big challenge to try to look at.
Now, did you see this coming? Was there any indication in advance? Just total blindside?
It came up in late February. The state had submitted something to the federal government, and the federal government replied in late February. This was a sudden change that really nobody was aware of. So it's a huge, sudden impact for us.
Boy, and just blindsided by that. Now, from the state level, both of our local representatives, our state senator and state representative in the House and the Senate, mm-hmm. have indicated that they're looking for ways to, they're scrambling to find some solutions, because it's not just Epic Enterprises. That really goes across the board and affects so many organizations.
Yep.
In
Minnesota. Both day services like ours, mm-hmm. residential supports for people, those even living in their family homes, all of those people are affected by this 7% cut. So it's huge.
Yeah. Have you talked with the state legislatures, the people that are trying to help much as they can? What are some of the ideas that you'd have?
There's a very definite plan that's out mm-hmm. there that has been presented in both the House and the Senate that would correct this 7% decrease. And mm-hmm. so there is a plan. It's a Senate File 2889 and House File 3191 for those that really want to know the numbers. But they are definite plans that can put this 7% back into services.
Now, 7%, 7 is not a large number. Millions and millions of dollars is a large number. How much really are we talking about as a whole for Minnesota?
Oh, I don't have those numbers in front of me. It's a lot. Okay. It's millions. For Epic, it's it'll have an impact of over $150,000, and so that's significant for us.
Ooh, yeah, that's definitely significant. Can you give us, you know, you hate to really go here, but is there a worst case scenario that you'd have to maybe at some day prepare for if this doesn't come together? What would happen?
Well, I mean, we're right now looking at our operating expenses overall. The biggest impact really and the biggest expense that we have is in the area of staff. You know, our staff are critical to the services and the supports that we provide to people. And so one of the biggest challenges is to hire and retain quality staff. We have a great set of staff at Epic, they're challenged by the wage that they earn now, many of them. And so that is an impact for us, or having to reduce the number of staffing, the staff support that we have for people. And then, of course, we want to try to be enhancing services. There's a lot of initiatives in the state right now to do that. And so this definitely puts a limit on that ability.
We're talking once again with Linda Hibbard, who is the Executive Director of Epic Enterprises, one of the organizations, just one of the organizations that are affected by this stoppage of funding from on the federal level that the state and just about everybody else down below the federal level is trying to figure out right now. From the standpoint of private donations, I know so many organizations like Epic rely so much on private donations, corporate donations and such. But that's a lot to ask of the private industry that's already being pretty generous with you.
That's right. That's right. And really, when you think about it, I think people in Northfield and certainly Minnesotans throughout the state really look as a priority to be able to care for and provide support for people with disabilities and for certainly the elderly and other vulnerable people. And so we really feel like the government really needs to step up and be able to provide these supports that are so critical for people.
I'm going to ask you kind of a two-part question. Is number one, are you optimistic that the state funding, the state will be able to put a package together to make that up? And if they do, will it be the total amount? Is it going to be a partial fix, a whole fix? Do you know?
You know, that's hard to say. I think there are indications that they're heading in the right direction. I just heard last week that the House of Representatives have set a certain dollar amount in their budget and with the intent to try to correct this 7%. But it really needs to be a priority in both caucuses. And so as I've been talking with Representative Bly and Senator Dray, I've been encouraging them, who both of them have expressed support for this funding, but I've been encouraging them to encourage their caucus leaders to really set this as a priority in the legislature, amongst all the other things that they're dealing with.
Yeah, our state legislature is just the proximity, it's here. Yep. David Bly, Rich Dreheim, you know those people.
Yep.
St. Paul's just down the street. Let's talk about the federal level. That's a totally different animal. It seems like it's so far away. Have you had conversations with people, whether they're elected official or people within the federal government staff, about this? And are they hearing anything? Or
that's an area that is pretty tough to deal with. It's it's not in the elected officials. It's through CMS that's made this determination. So really, we have to be focusing on the state level and trying to look at how to make the correction right here.
All right. I guess lastly, what about if you look at the overall business model, the funding model that you have right now, is this making you think, hey, do we have to change the way we're doing things here? Do we have to come up with like a whole new business model at this point?
We're always trying to look at how do we do business better. Uh-huh. And a lot of it has to do with funding. And we have plans for how we can change our business model. certainly the funding, though, no matter what you look at, is a critical part of being able to really provide the services that people need and want.
Mm-hmm. All right, Linda, is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't brought up so far?
Well, I just really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about this and let your listeners know a little bit about the challenges and really encourage them to connect with their legislators, to ask them to support these bills that are really before all of Minnesota.
All right. Linda, thank you so much for coming
in
today. We certainly appreciate it. That's Linda Hibbard, once again, the Executive Director of Epic Enterprises.